Welcome back to DriveCast. I hope you're having a great Friday. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. As always, I'm extremely grateful you've taken time to listen today. As a kid, my family went to the same vacation spot every year, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And coming from a small town in Northeast Ohio that was located in the Snow Belt, where winter held on until very, very late spring, the beach and the ocean and the sun was a dream come true for me. We'd spend 7 to 10 days on vacation, and I tried to soak up every minute of it. I would wake up as early as possible and stay up as late as I could just to be in the ocean or on the beach. There were even times at night I would sleep outside on the patio furniture just to let the ocean waves put me to sleep. I think I approached vacation this way because I knew it was temporary. We were just visiting. It wasn't our home, and the time would go by quickly. Therefore, it was of utmost importance to make the most of it while I was there. In Genesis 47, Jacob, who is near the end of his life, is having a conversation with Pharaoh, and that conversation goes like this, beginning in verse 8. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their sojourning." Twice, Jacob uses this word, sojourning. To sojourn means to dwell for a short time, a temporary resident, a stranger, and or not a permanent place of settlement. Jacob was not just dwelling in Egypt for a short time. He was not just a temporary resident in Egypt, but Jacob realized something that's important for each of us to understand. And that is this: he was a sojourner on this earth. He was dwelling on this planet for a short time, and Earth was not his permanent place of settlement. Jacob knew his real home was elsewhere. Did you know that's exactly how the Bible describes Christians in this world? In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." And in Philippians 3:20, we're told, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And Jesus himself in the Gospel of John repeatedly describes his followers as not of this world, chosen out of this world, and he says, "We do not belong to this world." As a Christian is a sojourner in and on this earth. And our lives, although long to us, in comparison with eternity, are just a mist and a vapor that's here for a moment and then disappears. In some ways, it's kind of like those vacations my family experienced in Myrtle Beach. We were visitors in a place that wasn't our permanent home, whose time there would quickly disappear. Now, is life on this earth a vacation? I think we can all agree it's not. Life can be hard and cruel and difficult and challenging, but there are some amazing moments along the way too. But it's important to know and understand that as Christians, we are sojourners, that this is not our home, that we're just visiting for a while. So with that being the case, what do we do? How do we live? Just two things to share today and to keep in mind. Number one, as Christians, we're to live on mission for Jesus. In Matthew 28, Jesus commissions all those who would follow him to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that he commanded us. And behold, he says, "I'm with you always until the end of age." What a great promise there. Number two, as Christians, we're to make our lives count for eternity. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Wherever you find yourself today, whatever you're doing today, whoever you meet today, in big ways, small ways, in bold ways, in subtle ways, leverage where you're at for Jesus. Leverage where you are for eternity. What a difference we can make. What a difference you can make in the name of Jesus as a sojourner. As a Christ follower, leveraging your life to be on mission for Jesus. Time is short and the hour is now. Because one day, eternity will be ushered in, and when that happens, there'll be no more people to reach for Jesus. The mission will be over. And unlike our summer vacations, where we go someplace wonderful, extravagant, and amazing, and then leave it behind, maybe to never return. Because of Jesus, one day we'll leave the troubles of this world behind. The sin, the brokenness, the death, the pain will be no more. And we don't leave behind the best on this earth. We're headed to the best. We're headed to the best in heaven. We're headed to the amazing and the extravagant and the wonderful. And once we're there, we'll never leave and we'll truly be home. Let's pray together. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for our salvation, for victory over sin and death. Jesus, what a great promise that you've given us, that you've gone to prepare a place for us, and that one day we will be in paradise with you, face to face, forevermore. Until then, help us to live on mission for you. You've called us out of darkness into marvelous light, and you've instructed us to be in the world, but not of it. So please give us the strength, the words, the actions, and the opportunities as sojourners to make a difference for you as long as we have breath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.